Where is Stephen Kellogg? I know he was here because I saw him in the break room and he was having some donuts. There he is. Stephen Kellogg, ladies and gentlemen. He's here. He's real. He's on our stage. He's got a new one out. The Blunderbuss Rookery. Blunderstone. What is the name of that?
Blunderstone Rookery is the boyhood home of David Copperfield.
I knew that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Was that on the quiz?
It should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are the Sixers, man?
They're on hiatus.
What is hiatus?
Look, I'm not into these reunion things. So, I'm not into breaking things up if you're really not sure and then having reunions. So, after 10 years of touring together, some of the guys needed a moment to do something else.
Needed a moment.
And rather than break it up and get back together a million times, we just said hiatus.
That's called a hyenas? Is it a hyenas port, like in Massachusetts?
Actually, we're on the western side of the state there, but I appreciate your word.
Northampton?
There. Northampton, yeah.
The Northampton sound? Is there a peculiar Northampton sound of musicianship, would you say?
There's a whole bunch of great musicians in
Seems
town.
Seems to be. And historically as well.
Like that whole 90s, I think Thurston
guys.
Moore lived on my street.
Who did?
Thurston Moore. Am I getting it right? Sonic Youth?
Yeah. Cool.
I panicked and started thinking Thurston Moore was an author. And I'm like, what am I saying? No, I got you.
No, that's someone else. That's Gwendolyn Brooks.
What?
Oh, never mind. I don't know. We're having such a good conversation until that came up, and I don't know. This album then is a chance for you to do your own stuff without worrying what the band wants to do, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah, because we functioned as a democracy of sorts, and when you make a solo record, you can kind of go with it's a one man decision making machine.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you tend to get more personal. Is it more?
You know, my music's always been pretty personal.
You are pretty personal,
probably,
aren't you?
Maybe to a fault. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a.
You feel like you want to go impersonal?
I'm trying to be more impersonal.
More insincere.
Yeah. You know, I feel much too authentic in my day-to-day life. Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been accused of that myself, but I say you might be occasionally.
Yeah.
Being too authentic and that sort of thing. Yeah. And you wrote your own bio and everything for the...
I did write my own bio. Yeah. Do you like that?
My name is Stephen Kellogg. I'm 36 years old. I say that I'm from Northampton, Massachusetts, because that's where I got my start, though now I live in Southern Connecticut. So,
yeah.
There you
so
go.
So now I feel like a liar. As I just said, I was from Northampton on air.
Studio music, Americana. The other thing, Americana. What is it? It sounds like when you call room service and say, I'll have the Americana. That's two eggs over easy.
Well, no, I mean, I think
what
Americana.
Is America?
I feel like, I feel like American music has there's a distinctive quality to it. You know, I feel like that country rock sound that, was so prevalent in the 70s songwriter stuff and is going on now. I feel like that's pretty distinctly American. I haven't heard that much out in other places. So,
yeah, but why Americana?
Well, because if someone said, "What kind of music do you play?" and you said, "American music," that feels
American,
like Denny's Americana, or something.
You
I don't
can
know.
Say Americana, American kind of
Americana. That American, sounds Spanish to
Americana.
Me.
Kind of American, kind
of. Yeah. But so I like Americana. That one works for me. But yeah. You know, each his own.
When did that start? Because I am so pre-Americana. It's sort of like folk music, but not, right? It doesn't come from folk.
Well, it's a broad, I mean, you can't always get it done in one word. But it could be, I think it's got folk and rock and, those are the elements. Yeah,
let's go. Are you going to play that guitar or are you just going to stand there?
No, I mean, I was waiting for my invite. I'm ready.
What do you got for us?
Here's some Americana music.
Okay, cool. Stephen
Kellogg. The song's called Men and Women. Well, all you masters of the universe, the gladiators of society, you probably talk when you should listen. If you're anything like yours truly, now me, I never had a son, but I suppose that if I did, I'd teach him how to throw a punch. Or at least a decent pitch.
But before I let him out that door, I'll make him pay his due respect. Learn some compassion and cooperation from the fair sex. It takes a little bit of woman in the heart of every man. Nothing wrong with competition when you got to make a stand. You need a little bit of woman in the heart of a man. Now when it comes to daughters, well, I know a thing or two. I teach him that they're gone. I have to be brave and look out for all of you. And may they never feel inferior. And may they make a decent mark. And if some boy becomes their fire, may they realize they're the spark. It takes a little bit of man in the heart of every woman. Nothing wrong with intuition when you don't know what you're doing. You need a little bit of man in the heart of a woman. If all the boys went missing, there'd be a lot less war. But who would do the fishing? Who'd drive those muscle cars? And a man is not an island. I'll tell you, I for one can't imagine that a world without girls would be all that much fun. It takes a little bit of woman in the heart of every man. Nothing wrong with competition when you got to make a stand. You need a little bit of woman in the heart of a little bit of man. In the heart of a little bit of woman in the heart of a man.
Thanks.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because you have four daughters.
I do, yeah.
I have two. And that part about teaching them something, I mean, come on.
Hey.
Do they listen when you tell them to teach them something?
Not at all.
No, of course not. Number one rule, get out of their way. That's in raising daughters, seems to me, you know.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough to get out of their way.
Yeah. It's tough too, but it's necessary.
As my grandfather used to say, you can't win and you may lose.
The wisdom of the ages.
They're 8, 5, 2, and 8 months.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Wow. Keeping them young.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
So they still have to listen to you no matter what you're saying. So, at this point.
I don't know.
Mine are now like 22 and 19.
Do you have any tips? What do you got for me?
No, just stay out of their way. Out of their way. You got to keep them alive. And stay out of their way. Those are the two rules of fatherhood, I think. It's general.
Stressful.
It's stressful.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah, that's a very nice song. Very nice song. That's a new one, too?
Thank you. Yeah, that's on the new record.
Is that on Blunderbuss Rookery?
Blunderstone Rookery.
Yeah. Here it is. Yeah. I got it right here.
It's coming out June 18th. Not out yet, but that one's called Men and Women.
So yeah. You recorded some songs at Sun, didn't you, too?
I did. I cut a B-side for this album at Sun Studios down in Memphis. Which was a treat.
Yeah, I took a tour there, and those things still work. Those old mixers and boards and
kind of, but not totally. I mean, like sometimes things go out, and the engineers there are like, it's not working tonight. We'll have to use a different mic or whatever." And yeah. It's very charming.
They got the original ones they use in all the, you know, Jerry Lee and all those guys.
Well, you know, we did the session there, and I was recording pretty late, and they have a spot where they say Elvis stood here, and I'm like, totally blown away. I'm like, "Wow, Elvis stood here," and they looked at me, they're like, basically like, maybe he stood there. He stood somewhere, and we're just kind of painting a picture for people.
He's not
know?
Standing there now, yeah. hopefully. You
yeah.
Know,
yeah. Wouldn't be room like, for how it. Gullible can you be, Kellogg? Yeah.
Well, they had the $1 million combo down there, you know, with Elvis and yeah. The other three, Jerry Lee
and Carl Perkins.
Carl Perkins
yeah.
and Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's quite an expensive band.
I'll say. Yeah.
Imagine. That great was cool.
Band,
though. Was yeah. that? It must have felt really cool.
It was amazing. Yeah, you feel the history. You do. I mean, and they do tours all day, so you have to do your session at night. You can't start till 9, which I know that you think, well, rock and roll, 9, that's no problem. But yeah. Four daughters, you think, well, you're in bed then. You
yeah. All these considerations. Yeah. Now, I noticed you strapped on what appears to be a harmonica.
I did.
Brace there. Yeah. You just got that? It looks all shiny.
You know, but the bummer is all my gear got stolen last week in Seattle, so I did
no.
just get it. But thanks for bringing it up, Michael.
Oh, yeah. Man, I hate that when it happens.
Yeah, that was a...
God, well, let's buy it back on eBay for you, okay?
I would. We're good. We got our
That's
eyes
That's such
peeled.
A drag, isn't it?
It
I have
is.
Other friends who are musicians, and they're always getting their gear stolen and stuff.
Yeah, I know. It's you're kind of like... It's disappointing. It's not a tragedy, though, and you know you try.
I know,
to be a
but
big
stealing from
it.
A musician. I mean, how low can you go?
I could not agree more.
Yeah.
As I'm sitting here with my shiny new gear.
I mean, they
here.
Paid for that. Oh, they're all yeah. sweating too.
Yeah.
So, what you got for us now?
I'm gonna do a song, aptly fitting for this great show. This one's called "The Brain Is a Beautiful Thing."
I still believe in the USA. I pay my taxes and I don't complain. The lightning rod we call the president. You think that you could do the job, my friend? How come the donkeys and the elephants are sinking ships instead of building things? It's alright, it's my brain. Last time I checked, it's just an opinion. It's alright, it's my brain. It's a beautiful thing. I still believe in the working class. No matter what you do, you're gonna have to bust yo. Just cause somebody wears a suit and tie, well that don't mean he's not like other guys. Sometimes you're looking for a sheep in snow, but out of the is where the flowers grow. It's alright, it's my brain. If you don't use it, you might lose it, man. It's alright, it's my brain. Guess what's a beautiful thing? I still believe in things we're free to choose, like who we love and who we're praying to. I'm not gonna tell a girl she can't decide. I wish that I could choose the day I die. I'm shaking hands with soldiers overseas. Peace comes when you can scare your enemies. It's alright, it's my brain. You may not like it, but I'm free to say it's alright, it's my brain. It's a beautiful thing. Alright, yeah, boss. I'd like to drop a house on my TV and all the shows they call reality. Some two-faced loser in his mom's garage will make you think you need an entourage. The things we'll do to try to be a star. I got a drink for your face, and you know who you are. It's alright, it's my brain. Last time I checked, it's just an opinion. You got yours, I got mine. As to who's right, maybe we'll know in time. It's alright, it's the brain. It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you so much, folks.
You're listening to Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI Public Radio International.